takes me to. What frightens me is... This program on CKUW 95.9 FM is brought to you in part through donations to Fund Drive from George, Jessica, Charlie, and listeners just like yourself.
Everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Well, happy 2026, everybody. It's great to be back behind the mic now after a few weeks of holiday excesses. Gonna kick off the new year with a look back at the old, and it's a rather solemn episode in a way. We're going to reflect on Newfoundland and Labrador pioneer recording artists who moved on to the heavenly musical Upalong in 2025. So here's what is stacked on the platter for this episode. You're going to hear from a couple of drumming legends, Roddy Lee and Ted Doyle. You will also hear from a fellow known as the Paganini of the guitar, Roy Guitar Pickin' Penny. Going to have some choral music by the Munn Chamber Choir, conducted by Dr. Donald Cook. And for our Today in NL Music History segment, we're going to feature Newfoundland and Labrador's Queen of Country Music back in the 1960s and the 1970s, and that was Joan Morrissey. Lots more, too. But right now, we'll hear from the man that was one half of the duo that was named Newfoundland and Labrador's Best Country Group back in 1982. That man, Corey Crewe. And here he is now with his wife, Trina. They're doing one of their signature songs.
Singers, we got stupid fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
We sing just about every kind of song at $15 a show.
We never take pills that give us all kinds of thrills, cause the greatest thrill in this world
is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture
on the cover of the Newfoundland Herald.
Newfoundland Herald.
Gonna see our picture on the cover.
Herald, gonna send 50 copies to my mother. Herald,
gonna see our smiling face on the cover of the Newfoundland Herald. On the cover of the Newfoundland Herald.
Oh, yeah. Tell them some more all about it, all right? Here we go again now. Woo! Thank you, boy. Ready?
We got an agent, Bob Cousins, is inside and sounds. He's booking us in every lounge.
We bought ourselves an Ovation guitar to blow your mind out of bounds.
Oh, well, it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds don't ever whirl.
Like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture
on the cover of the Newfoundland Herald.
Newfoundland Herald.
Gonna see our picture on the cover.
Herald, gonna send 50 copies to my mother. Herald,
gonna see our smiling face on the cover of the Newfoundland Herald. On the cover of the Newfoundland Herald.
Oh,
yeah.
Woo! Oh, ain't you sweet, baby? Ain't you sweet? Come on now. Newfoundland Herald. Everything else in the world got up except the Newfoundland Herald. Come on. Still only 15 cents a copy, right? You can see us on the cover. Tell them some more now, honey. Come on, here we go.
Yeah, me and my honey, we're making little money, but we always make ourselves feel at home.
But money can't buy the fun we have in every town and city we roam. TV shows and juicy steak bowls make our lives a romantic world.
That's right now.
Keep getting
picture. We can't get our picture
on the cover of the Newfoundland Herald.
Newfoundland Herald.
Gonna see our picture on the cover.
Herald gonna send 50 copies to my mother. Herald
gonna see our smiling face on the cover of the Newfoundland Herald. On the cover of the Newfoundland Herald.
Going out to all you friends. Come on. Say it with me now. Ready?
Yummy and my honey, we're making little money, but we always make ourselves feel at home.
But money can't buy the fun we have in every town and city we roam.
Woo!
TV shows,
yeah,
and juicy steak bones,
yeah,
make our lives a romantic world.
That's right now, honey, tell them.
And we keep getting richer.
On the cover of the Newfoundland Herald.
Newfoundland Herald.
Gonna see our picture on the cover.
Herald gonna send 50 copies to my mother. Herald
gonna see our smiling face on the cover of the Newfoundland Herald. On the cover of the Newfoundland Herald.
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna do it, honey. Got the photographers coming now. Here he comes to that door. All you gotta say is cheese. Come on.
Nothing like kicking off the new year with a foolish song. That was the cover of the Newfoundland Herald. And if you're an old timer like me, you would know that that song got lots of local radio play back in 1974. And of course, it's a parody of the song, The Cover of the Rolling Stone. And that was a hit for Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show back in 1973. Now, Corey Crew, he and his wife Trina were one of NL's most popular entertainers in the 1970s and into the 1980s. I'd say mid-70s to mid-80s, probably. And they were both singers and songwriters and comedians. Now, Trina, she passed away back in 2007, and Corey joined her in February the 8th of 2025. Now, how popular were Corey and Trina? Well, back in 1982, they were named NL's Best Country Group at the Apache People's Choice Awards. They released 3 vinyl LPs and 1 cassette tape. And their best-known songs, I think it's fair to say, were Northern Lights of Labrador and the cover of the Newfoundland Herald, which you just heard. And that was from their first LP called Songs of Newfoundland's Corey and Trina. And by the way, they were backed by the Country Ducats. Okay, next on the platter, we have Frank Marr. And Frank, he passed away on March 2nd of 2025, just 5 days short of his 91st birthday. Well known for his accordion playing and his bartending. He was the manager and long-term bartender at the Harbour Inn on Dufferin Street, way down the East End. He did that for some 27 years. And he played his accordion professionally. He was a member of Figgy Duff for a while, and he fronted his own band. He called them Frank Marr and the Marrs Bars, and they actually released a compact disc. Some of Frank Marr's accolades, well, in 2003, he was awarded the NL Folk Arts Society's Lifetime Achievement Award. In 2007, he received the Stomp and Tom Connors Award from the East Coast Music Association. And in 2016, he received the Lifetime Achievement Award from the St. John's Folk Arts Council. Okay, from the album All the Best, a compilation album released on the Pigeon Inlet Productions label in 1988, Frank Marr, Running the Goat. Thank you. Okay, Frank Meyer, Running the Goat, great stuff. Time for a little break now, and when we return, we are going to shift gears and hear some Western Swing by the Cornerbrook guitarist who was winning Junos before there are any such thing as Junos.
As the weather gets colder, it will start to snow. Remember to step carefully into the roads. Cars find it hard to stop for pedestrians because of the snow, ice, and slush. Thank you for your time. This public service announcement is brought to you by CHMR.
Hi, you are listening to
CHMR
Radio 93.5.
St. John's, Newfoundland.
And now we return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Well, welcome to part two of today's episode. We are reflecting today on NL's pioneer recording artists who passed away in 2025. And now we're on to a guitarist from Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, a fellow by the name of Roy Penny. Roy passed away on June 6th of 2025, and he was known as one of Canada's greatest guitar pickers. And if you've ever wondered who plays the opening theme for the Newfound Records Radio Hour programs each week, well, wonder no more. It is Roy Penny, and the song that he's doing is Camptown Races. Now, back in 1965, Roy Penny had a top 10 hit in Canada with his self-penned instrumental, Twistin' the Pick. And he was twice named recipient of the RPM Award as Canada's greatest instrumentalist. Yes, I did say Canada's greatest instrumentalist. That was back in the mid-1960s. And those awards, a few years later, became known as the Junos. And that's why I like to say that Roy Penny was winning Junos before there were any such thing as Junos. Roy Penny, back in the 60s, was a member of the house band at Toronto's country music mecca, the Horseshoe Tavern, band that was fronted by Dick Nolan, his old buddy from Cornerbrook. And also in the 1960s, he was a member of the house band for Carl Smith's national TV series, Country Music Hall. And that show ran for 4 years, from 1964 to 1968. And Roy Penny later on went on to back many, many artists on their recordings. So we are going to hear him right now with Bob Wills, Rose of San Antone. Thank you. Roy Penny with the great Western swing standard Rose of San Anton, and I got that from his vinyl LP, Twistin' the Pick, that was released, I think, in 1965. Now moving along to our next spin, I'm going to change gears again, genre-wise, going to hear from Ellis Coles, and he was a singer, a songwriter, recording artist, amongst many other things. He passed away on August the 30th of last year, and probably best known for his part in composing Dick Nolan's smash regional hit, Aunt Martha's Sheep. That was a big hit for Dick back in 1972. Now, Ellis Coles, he released, a few dozen tapes and compact discs. Some of them he released solo, and some with his brother Wince. And I think it's fair to say that Coles was especially popular in Outport, Newfoundland. His songs certainly reflect the way of life in Outport, Newfoundland. And many local recording artists have covered Ellis Coles' songs, especially Dick Nolan. Dick recorded many songs written by Ellis Coles. And so did Dave and Aubrey. In fact, Ellis Coles has a co-write credit for Dave and Aubrey's biggest hit, Bartender's Sweetheart. Now, some of the other artists who have covered Ellis Coles' songs include Freeman Walters and the Isle of Mort Boys, George Grandy, he's recorded one or two of Ellis Coles' songs, and so has the singing Newfoundlander, Michael T. Wall. Now, in more recent times, Alison Krogh, she has covered Ellis Coles, as have Mike Hanrahan and the great Shani Gnock. Okay, let's hear from Ellis Coles. Trikes, Tracks and Snowmobiles and a good old Johnson Red. And a Johnson Red, by the way, is, according to my brother-in-law, a type of chainsaw.
Here and now, and your color starts to turn. You'll hope and pray that Carl will say it's a minus, not a plus. So you can make another load on the early morning rush. Oh, it strikes trucks, snowmobiles, and a good old Johnson ring. Spruce, spur, holler out through the aller bed. You stake your claim, grease your chain, put your rack on to your sling. It strikes trucks, snowmobiles, and a good old John's Red. So you pack the lunch, tea and bread, homemade lassie buns, so you can have a mug up when the morning work is done. You cut it down and junk it up and load it in your rack. Look hard and long at your buddy's load when you pass the coming back. When the day is horned, Hardy Cat and Yamaha on the Big Bear. Long track, four track, sleighs and sled just humming everywhere. On Saturday, they find themselves in the cabin across the pond.
Here to stop her's pop, yeah, they gotta drop her belt, tie one on. Oh, which tights, trucks, snowmobiles, and a good old Johnson red. It's spruce fir, it's all a blur out through the holler bed. You stake your claim and grease your chain, put your rack on to your sled. It's trikes, trucks, snowmobiles, and a good old John's red. Well, it's trikes, trucks, snowmobiles, and a good old John's red. It's spruce fir, it's all a blur out through the holler bed. You stake your claim and grease your chain, put...
Well, you are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Today we are looking back at Newfoundland and Labrador recording artists who moved along to the great musical Up Along back in 2025. Now next we're going to hear from Dr. Donald Cook, and he wore a number of hats. He was a music educator and administrator. He was a pianist, a church organist. He was a composer, an arranger, and choral director. He passed away in September of last year. He was 88 years old. Now, a few of Don Cook's career highlights. Well, he was founding director of the School of Music at Memorial University of Newfoundland back in 1975. He founded the 25-voice Munn Chamber Choir back in 1977. You're about to hear from them shortly. In 1993, he was named to the Order of Canada. He received in 1999 an honorary doctorate from Memorial University. And in 2025, Donald Cook was named as one of Memorial University's Centennial 100, celebrating 100 people who helped shape Memorial University. Okay, let's hear from that Memorial University of Newfoundland Chamber Choir, conducted by D.F. Cook. I love this song and their arrangement of it, My Father's Old Sou'wester.
Stories it would tell you of many's the time he fought the rages well. It would tell you of the happy times out on the squealing ground. Wherever that my father went, it was perched upon his crown.
old Sylvester he wore in days gone by.
And every time he pulled your tongue, his face would beam with joy.
Even though he had those heavy days, those happy days of old, I would not part with that old hat for the fool's little man.
What a wonderful piece of music. The Mon Chamber Choir, My Father's Old Sou'wester. Love it. Now, next, our special feature today in NL music history. And it's a sad milestone today. Back in 1978, on January the 10th, singer, recording artist, actress Joan Morrissey. She died by her own hand. Now, she was known as Newfoundland's Queen of Country Music back in the 1960s and 1970s. A little bio information about her. She married when she was only 17 years old and had six children. And how she accomplished everything she did while being a mother to six children, I can't fathom that. She appeared on radio programs like CBC's Saturday Night Jamboree, and she appeared on TV programs like the CBC's Nightcap. That was in 1965. Now, some of Joan Morrissey's accolades include, in 1973, she was nominated for a Juno Award in the category Album of the Year for her album Home Brew, according to her biographer and daughter, Debbie Morrissey Stafford. In 1999, Joan Morrissey received the Stop and Time Award from the East Coast Music Association. In 2004, she was named recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award from Music NL. Just last year, in 2025, Joan Morrissey was the first female inducted into the newly created NL Folk Arts Society's Hall of Fame. Okay, let's hear her sing. A song composed by Cole Porter. It's called My Heart Belongs to Daddy. And I think this is from the TV series Nightcaps from somewhere around 1965, not released on a commercial recording. The band members backing Joan are Rocky Wiseman, he's the drummer, Wally Cobb is the bass player, on piano Wally Smith, and Leo Michaels played saxophone.
A boy some night to dine on my fine fin and haddie. I just adore, he's asking for more, but my heart belongs to daddy. While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a date with the caddy. But if I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy, dad, 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 dad. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, but my heart belongs to daddy, and my daddy treats it so well. Boy, some night to dine on my fine fin and haddie. I just adore, he's asking for more, but my heart belongs to daddy. While tearing off a game of golf. I may make a date with a caddy, but if I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, though I think you're perfectly swell. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Dad, 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 dad. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, but my heart belongs to Daddy, and my daddy treats it so.
Oh, a wonderful piece of jazz there by Joan Morrissey, My Heart Belongs to Daddy. And we are going to take our second break right now. And when we return, we shall remember two drumming legends, Ted Doyle and Roddy Lee.
Hi there, I'm Marcia Porter, inviting you to jazz up your life by listening to my show, Jazz Pizzazz, Tuesdays at 6 p.m., repeating Sundays at 9 p.m. on CHMR Radio FM 93.5.
How can you protect your keys? Simply attach a Waramps key tag to your key ring. If you lose your keys, the Waramps can return them to you by courier for free. Waramps key tags, they're free and they work. Order yours at waramps.ca.
This is 93.5 CHMR FM.
And now we return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Well, here we are in the home stretch of today's episode, and today we are remembering some of NL musicians who passed away last year. Now next, a drummer and NL music historian, Ted Doyle. Ted left us on September 19th of 2025. I didn't know Ted well, but I was acquainted with him, especially through social media. And he was quite interested in the history of NL music, like myself. And he followed Newfound Records on Facebook, and he often shared my posts. And also, Ted Doyle, along with Greg Dodd and Wayne Sturge, he helped to plan some of those rock and roll revivals that were held at the Old Mill and at the Bella Vista in St. John's. There was, I don't know how many of those, four or five, I suppose. I used to go to them all. I loved them. I'm not sure how much Ted was playing in the latter years before his passing, but I did know he was active up until fairly recent times with the band Hamilton Sound. Now, unfortunately, Ted didn't record very much. He was a part of the band 7 years later, which released a single back in the 1970s, and he actually had a drum solo on that single. And he was a member of Harold McIntyre and Area Code 705 band. They released a single. And he has backed a few recording artists like Susan Lawrence and Gloria Thistle and the band Flashback. And he played drums for the band Flashback. They released a cassette tape, but simply called Original. They released it in 1990. And recorded it at Rainbow Studios in St. John's. Now, it's a pretty rare cassette, it seems, and Ted was kind enough to lend me his copy so I could digitize the music from it. And the other members of the Flashback band, by the way, were E.B. Lush and Rod Tucker. Lisa Mann is in there, as was Don Baker and Harold Baker, Sandra Higdon, and Bill Taylor. Here's a track composed by band member E.B. Lush, Living in Labrador.
You know I'd like to leave and go home, but I can't. So I'm living here in Labrador, and I don't care if I leave here anymore. But I'm making lots of money, that's for sure. But I'm happy here in Labrador. Well, I came here about 10 years ago so's I could make me lots and lots of dough.
just long enough to get me out of the hole. But the more I work, the further in I go. So I'm living here in Labrador, and I don't care if I leave there anymore. But I'm making lots of money, that's for sure. But I'm happy here in Labrador. Well, I make lots of friends, but they all leave to go out west, 'cause they need room to breathe. But I think that they're all being deceived, 'cause Labrador gives me all I need. So I'm living here in Labrador, and I don't care if I leave there anymore. But I'm making lots of money, that's for sure. But I'm happy here in Labrador. To leave and go home, but I can't. So I'm living here in Labrador, and we don't care if we leave there anymore. We're not making lots of money, that's for sure, but we're happy here in Labrador. We don't care if we leave there anymore. We're not making lots of money, that's for sure. But we're happy here in Labrador. Yeah, we're living here in Labrador.
Yes, sir.
And we don't care if we leave there anymore. We're not making lots of money, that's for sure. But we're happy here in Labrador.
There you go, a lively ditty by Flashback that was called Living in Labrador from 1990. Now, next we shall pay homage to Roddy LePrieur, LePrieur, in case I'm mispronouncing it, which is not unlikely. He was also known as Roddy Lee, and he left us on September 25th of last year. Now, Roddy Lee, I guess he was best known as a drummer, but he was also known as a great guitar player and a really fine singer, too, as we're about to hear. He cut his first record with the band Newfoundland Shindigs, and that came out in 1967. The Newfoundland Shindigs were from the Bay St. George area of Western Newfoundland. Now, Roddy Lee, he actually played drums on dozens of records, and I mean dozens, for various artists back in the late 1960s and into the 70s and into the 80s and beyond that, too. I'm still trying to collect the records that he played on. There's so many of them. He also is noted for playing the drums on Harry Hibbs' TV series. That was with the band, the Caribou Show Band. And he recorded with that band as well. He later drummed and recorded with the band East Wind, which was fronted by the great Johnny Burke. And in the 1980s and later, he recorded with the Carlton Show Band and performed live with them as well. In the 1990s, he recorded with Dick Nolan, and he also recorded with the great Irish songstress Anna McGoldrick. Now, the band East Wind that I mentioned earlier, that's the band we're going to hear from now, and they were one of Canada's top country bands in the mid and late 1970s. Matter of fact, in 1975, they were named Canada's top country band. Okay, we shall now hear Roddy Lee sing the song I Used to Love Her Madly, kind of an up-tempo, love-gone-wrong ditty.
I don't know what to do. I am not in love with you.
Well, you are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and today we are looking back on NL pioneer recording artists who passed away in 2025. And next, we remember Rick Parsons, who passed on December the 19th of last year. He was the frontman for Rick and the Romans, and that was a popular band in the Conception Bay South area forever, it seems. They went through many incarnations over the decades and were still active up until a few years ago, at least. And other members, original members anyway, of the band Rick and the Romans were Leo Morrissey, Roy Hender, and drummer Dave Hillier. And I don't know exactly when Rick and the Romans started to play, but I think it was probably the mid-1960s. And I understand that they released a vinyl single in 1967, give or take a year or two. And there's a story behind the cutting of that single. It's amazing what bands had to go through back then to make a record. They cut the single in Ontario. There was no recording studio locally in St. John's or Newfoundland at the time. And in order to earn money to pay for their studio time, they ended up picking tobacco up in Ontario. They cut two songs in 2 hours, and that's all the studio time they could afford. Those two songs were released as a single, and more recently they were included in a compilation CD called Rock and Roll Comes to Newfoundland and Labrador. Great CD if you can get your hands on a copy of that. Okay, from that single, which is quite rare, I would think it's fair to say, this is a song that Rick and the Romans composed themselves, Greenfields. Well, folks, guess what? Old clock on the wall there is telling me that I've got to skedaddle. And we are going out today to music of the great accordion player Winston Saunders. And Wince, he passed away on December 19th of last year, the same date that Rick Parsons of Rick and the Romans passed away. He's going to take us out today with an accordion instrumental backed by the Newfoundland Show Band, song from his vinyl LP, his second one, I think, called More Accordion Favorites, when Saunders released that on the Marathon label back in 1972. We'll hear him with the Old Satin Waltz. Well, folks, thank you for tuning in today. I do hope you enjoyed the program and that you will tune in again next week for more great musical obscurities by NL's pioneer recording artists. And until then, let's all be good to each other, and especially good to our dear mother, Earth. She's sick. She needs all the love we can give her.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. This show originates from the CHMR Studios, Memorial University, St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your email to Wayne at newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, and I'm inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music by the pioneer recording artists from Newfoundland and Labrador.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Diversity Food Services. Diversity is a social enterprise committed to a just and fair food economy in Winnipeg. Elements Restaurant at 501 Portage Avenue is a proud part of Diversity Food Services family. A full-service, licensed sit-down restaurant with easy access right off of Portage Avenue.
Testing.
Every Tuesday night, unfold the sonic blanket and wrap yourself in the sounds of punk, indie rock, electronic, and much more from near and far. We get cozy every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 on CKUW 95.9 FM.
The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair, Education, and Cycling Hub. We work with schools throughout Winnipeg and train teens to rebuild bikes from scratch. We offer bike shop services all year round at Thursday afternoon open shop, and in the summer at our Wrench Forks kiosk. We train mechanics of all ages in learning programs at our 1057 Logan Shop and partner sites. We give away hundreds of kids' bikes every year. To learn more or become a volunteer, visit us at therench.ca.
Their act, and I don't know where to put you after that. Somewhere where the words don't say what they seem, someplace where the damage justifies the means. I welcome one so meek, but only if you show it. And so too for the weak, but only. Should tend the things you break, and at the sight of disrespect, don't you think you should heed the words you'd said? Am I meant to applaud your restraint when you could have done much worse? With your courage so easily spent, so easily squandered. I welcome one so meek.